Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adler with The Relevant Christian. Today's episode, I really want to talk about just New Year's resolutions. You know, Christmas is right around the corner, and of course, New Year's is around the corner as well. And around this time, we tend to look forward to the new year. As they say, new year, new blessings, and therefore new goals as well. This is a great time to be thinking about, okay, well, in 2021, what is it that I want to accomplish? And seeing how tumultuous 2020 has been for a lot of people. Now, don't get me wrong, 2020 was also a blessing for a lot of people as well. Because those who have invested in the stock market, they bought the dip. And now a lot of the stocks are either up 200-300, have some have made. And during the pandemic as well, because we know states like New York, Florida, and Texas, they were bringing in nurses from other states. So, and they were paying them pretty good prices. They were getting, I heard some was getting like $100 an hour, $50-$60 an hour, which is definitely more than they were getting paid in their home state. So in that regard, it's a blessing for some, as I said earlier. But at the same time, a lot of people died. A lot of people are unemployed and currently unemployed, and people have lost their jobs. People have can't pay their rent, and they can barely afford food, because we have seen the in the news the long lines for food, for the food pantry. And that's unfortunate, because it's because of the pandemic that that's going on right now. But we look forward to a new year, hopefully new blessings, definitely. And we will continue to take the vaccine. And today, more people in the U.S. have taken the first shot of the vaccine. The Attorney General resigned. And also today was the Electoral College, sealed Joe Biden's election win for 2020. So, you know, a lot of good things are happening. A lot of great things are happening. And of course, the stimulus check, we're still working on it. They're still working on it. Hopefully they can come up with another stimulus bill in order to pay these people a monthly, not monthly income, but basically hopefully the next bill will have a stimulus check in it for the American people. And that is currently where we at now. But, you know, God is great anyhow, you know, and we just have to stay focused on the goals that we have. And on the goals that we look forward to. And the truth is, we can have a spiritual goal, we can have the diet, the health goal, the dieting goal, and you know, we just have to make sure that it is in line with what God wants us to do on this in this world and on this earth. We are here to do His will, not necessarily our will. You know, He saved us to do His will. He saved us to do the good work that He called us to do. And therefore, we cannot lose focus at all because of what's going on. Yes, it's tough. But remember, God knows that 2020 was going to come before we even knew it. God knew this pandemic was going to come even before we ever heard news about it, even before China ever find out that their individuals had COVID. God already knew. So therefore, if God already knows the future, then therefore we are to put our concerns upon Him and only on Him, because He's the only one that can direct us in the way that we are supposed to go. I just pray that the blessing, well, that the goals that we have for 2020 are centered upon God. And, you know, we are to count our blessings day to day, especially since, like I said, a lot of people are dying, and unfortunately as well, the hospital beds are starting to fill up. So therefore, yes, it might, 2020 may not look too good, but we count our blessings nonetheless. We praise God for who he is and for what he has done. And I just pray for wisdom for those who are listening, for the people of God, that they would take their faith seriously and that they would minister to those around them. Because the truth is, people are hurting and they're just looking for what Christians have. They're just looking for that hope that is in us, that what the Bible says that that we are to share with them. So therefore, we can't shy away. Yes, we can have our, you know, sort of earthly goals, but our earthly goals for 2021 should not be more important, should not take priority over the goals of the kingdom, of the goals that God places in our heart. Because the truth is, we're not here for ourselves. He saved us for a purpose, as I said earlier, and he will guide us and will be more fulfilling when we do those goals. So I just wanted to share that because it is in my heart. And we are approaching New Year's, you know, and around this time people start thinking about, okay, what they want to accomplish in the new year. So but God is good. May the blessing of God be upon you, and may he guide your steps, and may he give you wisdom to do what it is that he has called you to do. This is Adler with The Relevant Christian. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my little old podcast. All right, thank you. Bye.